I thought the team did fairly well without him. I'm not sure he was the key to the victory.
I didn't know they were going to play.
But for some who want to make that point, I guess you could do that. You see it all the time in politics and that sort of thing. So why not with masks? Make it what you want it to be. I'll support you in every way I can.
Appreciate all the support.
I love you.
So obvious. He looked good though.
Yeah, he did. He did. You know, he's an energetic guy. He's got a great passion for the game. He's learning some things that will have to change based on matriculation to the NBA, to college. But he's a hard worker, willing learner, and he's going to be a good player in the NBA. Without any doubt, he's going to be a good player quickly.
He got his shot blocked like five times, and a couple of them he put right back up himself.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. You know, he's got to test that. He's got to realize that, you know, there are different guys down there guarding him than what he's used to in college. And if he doesn't go through that process, you know, it's not going to work for him. So it's good to have him see that, because it'll register, and he'll figure out what he's got to do to come back.
It looked like Manu was getting back to his own creative self tonight.
Yeah, I thought Manu, you know, had his best tonight. He had a couple of errant passes, but that's why we put him at the point for a while, so you have to make decisions and try to split pick and rolls, make passes out of it, because that's what he needs. That's the last thing, that rhythm, that confidence, you know, those fine points for what he needs. So that was his best outing in that regard.
For you to get a longer look at your veteran guys together for a longer stretch.
Yeah, it was good. It was good for them. You know, they need to see what it's like to play with each other and adjust each other's positions on the floor and roles and who's going to do what when. It's going to take some time to put that together, but you know, they're good guys, and so I think they'll be a pretty quick study.
The team came out and seemed to be a much more aggressive defensively in the third quarter. I think the Thunder shot like 32%. Was that something you asked, kind of wanted out of them after the first half?
Well, the defense got better as the game went on. I think we gave up 32 or so in the first quarter, something like that, and then 24, and then 18 in the third quarter. So the defense needed to continue to get better. And we're changing defenses a lot during the game just to give our new guys a look at what we do. So it was, you know, pretty good confusion out there now and then, but I thought it came together better as the game went along.
Were you pleased with the way RJ played on Durant? He seemed to really be working hard tonight at it.
Yeah, you know, Kevin Durant's a lot like Kobe. You know, he can get his shot over anybody. And you can play good defense, and he's still going to get the shot off, and he's a heck of a shooter. So, you know, as long as a shot is contested, the guy had to work for it, that's about all you can ask. Thank you.